When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
All right, Tuck, we'll drink a toast for the show of the day at 5:08. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A baby born in Virginia just set a hospital record as he was born at 23 inches long and 12 pounds, 9 ounces. We mentioned him a little bit earlier today. That's still wild to me.
And this is what, their second kid, and the first kid was also like 11 pounds something or 10 pounds something.
Right.
Good Lord.
I know that babies like gain the majority, like they start gaining weight exponentially as you get to those
sure.
later terms. So, you know, the difference between a week, you know, when it's 2 to 3 is not a whole lot of change. But a difference between a week between 40 and 41, that's massive.
And they said he was born, what, 1 week late.
Right.
I mean, my God.
That's
You think he's even crying? Or he's just like, stop.
Get me out.
Tired of being
here. Mom, let me out of here.
God, that's the way my son was, man. It was like he was trying to part the curtains, man. We was only putting our hand on his head to keep him in there until the doctor got there. Hang on, dude. Good God, man.
I feel like I was like 2 weeks late.
Really?
I took forever, dude.
I think
I was comfy in there. I was a mama's boy.
I think I was on time, maybe a day or two late, but it's okay. Such a random, the craziest thing ever, the night we conceived my daughter, which I remember vividly, my wife looked me in the eye and said, if I get pregnant tonight, our daughter will be born on November 13th, which means I won't be able to go to my brother's wedding. This is right. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get back to it. Our daughter was born November 13th.
No kidding.
On her brother's wedding.
She called the day.
And that's when I knew she was spooky. Yeah. I was like, dude, how do you... I mean, she nailed the date.
Wow.
Just like, oh my God.
Did she go to the wedding?
No, because she was giving birth to our daughter. And then everyone from the wedding, particularly her mother, kept calling. Is she born yet? And I said, do you think I'm withholding this from you? I said, go enjoy your son's wedding. We will let you know
right.
when the kid arrives. But she called probably like 4 or 5 times. And I'm looking at my wife like, I'm kind of scared to yell at your mom, man, but I'm about to. Like, right. seriously. And then my wife grabbed the phone. She's like, Mom, go to the goddamn wedding. We'll call you when the baby's born.
You are the grandparent. You are like
we
one of the first people to know.
You absolutely are, man. Right. But yeah, she called that shot. Yeah. Mid-coitus.
I told you, Mike, that my cousin, I just saw Kelly. She was past her due date. And then she was like, they're going to induce me in like 4 days. So they still came to the cookout. And then, like, her husband was like, yeah, I can have, like, a beer or two, but we don't really know.
You're on call.
Yeah, you got to be
right,
ready.
We were just laughing and joking. And then, yeah, they left at 6, and I got a text the next morning said, we had the baby at 2:50 a.m.
Damn.
So it's like, I'm like, she must have gone into labor, like, on the ride home.
Eating peppers or something like that.
I'm still taking credit, Mike. I was cooking spicy Italian sausages.
Attaboy.
There might be something to that, all right?
The inducer.
My mom was in town for the birth of the first kid, and we had gone out to dinner. I want to say it's the day before my daughter was born, and at this point, you know, my wife, she's over it. Yeah, it's been 9 months. Like, get it out of me. So my mother goes, look, one of the things on the menu were these, like, spicy jalapeno something.
Oh, yeah.
So my mom said, dude, seriously, order those. You will go into labor tonight. We're like, okay.
I feel like they're
sure
actually,
enough.
There is some science behind this. There's some pizza place that got really famous because they made this incredibly spicy pizza.
I think they called it the inducer, yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I'm still taking credit, because I cooked the sausage.
It probably was, Ted.
Ted the inducer.
The Merriam-Webster word of the day. I'm going to give you each a chance to guess what it is. The Merriam-Webster word of the day is described as a synonym of both uproar and hubbub that refers to great excitement or concern about something.
What's the first letter?
B. It is a B word. A synonym of both uproar and hubbub that refers to great excitement or
boisterous.
Concern about something. Boisterous, no. Okay. Guesses? A B word. Synonym of both uproar and hubbub.
You want to say bitch, don't you?
Brouhaha.
Oh, good, good. Good call.
Ten and a guess.
Bamboozled?
Miles, you freaking nailed it, dude. It is brouhaha.
Is it brouhaha?
Yes, that is
Which
the Merriam-Webster word of the day. I would have never gone there. Well done, sir. Authorities in Atlanta have found a...
What'd I win?
Yeah.
Not a damn thing.
Huh. I got a list of new modern country slang that I'm trying to use.
Oh, boy.
Hit me.
Like, you know, last night I was getting a couple cocktails. I told my buddy, I said, you better watch out. I might start waking snakes in here.
What does that mean? To me, it
calls
sounds like
ruckus.
Oh, sounds like you're going to get an erection.
Hey, you keep looking at me that way, I might have to hobble your lip.
That, I think I'd
hobble,
piece together.
Hobble your lip. Nice.
Country Ted.
Oh, yeah, but you say it in a hat, too. Now, I'm going to have to hobble your lip now.
Daddy, what does he mean?
Jesus. Still one of my favorites, man. There's 10 bad sons of bitches in this town, and 9 of them call me sir.
Oh, damn.
Authorities in Atlanta have found a flaw with driverless vehicles. Who to give the citations to?
Exactly. It's
they
driverless,
speed?
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
wow.
if they do, I mean,
they
so
speed, they run lights, they do, impede traffic. They
do they. Did the driverless cars, do they have a sensor to know to pull over if a cop puts the lights on? Or do they have to trail this thing until it gets to its destination?
Right.
And then you get there and there's no one in the driver's seat.
I think it's got to have some, before you make that thing legal for the road, I think you have to have some sort of a measure in there that'll pull it over.
I would hope so.
It's got to, in my mind. It just absolutely has to. But yeah, they're
saying,
what's
like, the point if you can't take it?
But they're also, the authorities there are saying, like, the rules are different for the doggone things because, honestly, we don't know who to send the citation
Why
to.
Why don't you send it to the
company?
Yeah.
The company.
I mean, look, that's so negligible to them. $50 ticket. Right. I'm pretty sure this company can cover it.
That would be odd, though. You get home and the cop's there. It's like, dude, I'm not driving.
Right. I'm not
driving.
I'm not behind the... I'm not doing it.
I'm not, yes, I told it to speed.
Right.
But
faster.
Yeah.
There are arguments being made that GLP-1 drugs could become the everything drug.
What
is
GLP-1?
That's
like your Ozempics.
Right.
Okay, all right.
Which, you know, the thing with Ozempic, like, it was originally like a type 2 diabetes drug, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And they found not just weight loss, but there was actually a handful of other decent benefits to GLP-1. So they're like, this might become the new Tylenol.
Damn. All right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take it, but yeah.
I'm with
you. I forget, one of them, they said, like, was really helping people's livers, too. That I had, like, non-alcoholic fatty liver from eating bad stuff.
Damn.
But that wasn't the intent of the drug?
Correct.
Huh.
It kind of cracks me. You know, you try to develop a drug for a thing, and a lot of times it works out that way, but you develop a drug for a thing because it helps with this, and then you find out it has all of these other benefits that you weren't even looking at.
I mean, in theory, though, right, it's supposed to help with type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So you figure... whatever's in it is already kind of trying to revert. You know, that's why it's like,
right,
it makes
right.
sense it
Switch
would help with weight
chemistry.
Loss or help kind of repair certain organs as
sure.
well. Because, right, because you, right, type 2 is generally you've eaten enough.
You've eaten yourself into that, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's reversible as well if you change everything.
That's
yep.
right. A new doctor study finds that 5 to 13% of chatbot medical advice is dangerous or unsafe.
I've never used yeah. that. I haven't used chat. I saw actually a friend of mine on Saturday who's very deep in that world, kind of what his job was, and he said, look, the thing about AI and chatbots, they're not intelligent. It is an aggregate thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you ask it a question, particularly with medicine. So you ask it a question about something, and it can go through everything that has ever been said about whatever in a billionth of a second, give you an answer. He said the problem is, and he goes, in this country anyway, because capitalism runs amok, he goes, you understand a lot of, I don't want to say a lot of, but there are companies out there. So say you're Procter & Gamble, okay? So if I'm Procter & Gamble and I've got the money to do this, I can flood the internet with 50,000 bot-generated blogs mm-hmm. about the benefits of eating Tide Pods, if that's what they decided to do. So when you ask ChatGPT, it goes through and it says, well, Christ, there's 50,000 things that have a positive review of eating Tide Pods. Right. And so that's the information it's going to give you. So
right.
he and his company are currently working on something where kind of the way crypto works, where it's blockchain.
OK.
If you, Mike, were to put out a study, it would be authenticated through this blockchain. So the aggregate, you weigh more than all the other crap.
Gotcha.
So this doctor has done this study and it says this.
Right.
So
this
that
is an
weighs 100.
Educated study on
right.
this stuff.
And then the other stuff that is not blockchained out or whatever it is. So that's the only thing with ChatGPT. It's fine for most things, but when you're going for medical stuff, remember, it just takes the aggregate.
Right.
So if everyone is wrong, or if 80% of the people are wrong about something, and this is the best home remedy for this, spray Lysol in your mouth, that's what it's going to tell you.
Right.
It doesn't have ill intent. It does not have good intent. It has no intent. It's
just saying
an aggregate.
That over the air might have actually tripped that thing even more.
That's what I mean. Me saying this, right? So it goes, oh, this radio program brought it up. And there it is. So that's the thing about artificial intelligence. It's not intelligence. It's just, it is an aggregate that can spit things out in a conversational voice.
Right.
So that you feel more comfortable. There's no inherent truth to it. Basically what it does, it's like on a Google search. if everyone is searching for this thing, that's going to be the top hit, right? Yeah. That kind of thing. And these companies, they have the money to flood the internet with whatever they want to put out there, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
That is what ChatGPT is going to tell you.
Absolutely.
And it's not going to say anything else.
I mean, half the things that you guys ask for me to look for on the internet, you know, finding what I do, I literally just type in the question into Google, and it gives me the AI overview, as it were.
Right.
That could be completely wrong.
Well, and that's the thing. That was his point. Just going, you know, use it sparingly and understand what it is. You know, people rely on these things, but in the end, you find whoever has the most money puts the information out there, floods the market. So you'll find that sometimes it recommends things that would certainly benefit a company, but there's not necessarily the truth to it.
There's new research that has found that plants under stress emit sounds actually above the range of human hearing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But insects can hear it, and they react to it. I did go a little bit into this one. They actually did a study where they had moths that were wanting to nest or something like that, as it were, and they had two plants. There were two tomato plants. One they were given plenty of water. The other one they were dehydrating it.
Okay.
And they flocked to the one that was hydrated because the dehydrated one, he's now it's stressed out. It's freaking out. It's screaming at everybody out there that'll hear it, and they prefer to go to the one that doesn't have the noise.
So vegetarians remember that.
Yeah. Your food's screaming too.
Mm. Yeah, screaming. I mean, plants have feelings.
They do, dude.
Yeah, you just can't hear.
You play music, and they're happy and they're vibrant. Like you're eating living things.
Vegetarians don't care.
Yeah, what's like? There's always signs, right? Like you wouldn't eat this or whatever. It's a pet. It's like, well, the plants lives inside your home. Mm. Do you eat your roommates?
Well, yes.
You do. Yeah.
A man in the UK was arrested for walking down the street with a weapon, but there's a little misunderstanding, Miles.
What was going on there?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. We've made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, the Thrill Hill, to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 22-year-old Aaron Putnam of Northumberland, England.
Putnam.
Now, like many 22-year-olds, Aaron went out to the local pubs and enjoyed copious amounts of booze. Now, the following morning, Aaron woke up in her apartment and was stunned to discover a seagull flying around her home, even though her windows were closed. That's when she had to think back, and she remembered that in her drunken stupor, she'd spotted the bird outside of the bar and decided that she needed to bring it home, and it was going to be her pet. So that's exactly what she did. Anyway, after her reunion with sobriety, she made the right decision and actually took the seagull to the local veterinary clinic, and that's when she was informed that her impromptu pet seagull was carrying bird flu.
Oh no.
God damn it.
That is so good.
She wakes up to the seagull, and she's like, it took me a minute to remember. I'm like, oh, that's right. Apparently, she wrapped it in a blanket, brought it home, and danced with it. Anyway, took it to the clinic, and they're like, cool, thanks for bringing it. By the way, it has bird flu. Get checked. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.